But the thing is that, you know, these locations I go to, I love to do EVP sweeps. And the one thing people need to understand is I haven't just jumped on the bandwagon for EVPs. I'm 38 years old. The first EVP I ever got, I was 7 years old. And I had an old reel-to-reel player.
I remember those.
I saw some show that was on in the early 70s. And it was these people that went to a graveyard and started getting stuff on reel-to-reel. I watched it with my mom. And there was also some ghost, scary poltergeist that was in a basement scaring this family. And it was true stories, and it was on TV, and we watched it. And I said, oh, my God, this is like what happens to us. I said, I got to get a reel-to-reel. So my dad got me a reel-to-reel. And I was sitting down doing a Ouija board by myself.
Oh, that's not good. Yeah.
I used to do it all the time. And, you know, those are stories just in itself. But I caught a voice. And I said, you know, speak to me, you know, say something. And the voice said, on the reel-to-reel, touch is me. It was like a whisper, but it was very loud.
Mm-hmm.
And it freaked me out at first. I mean, I was terrified. I'm like, oh, my God, I got something on tape. And it was the only thing I really got at that young age. But I'll never forget it because it was the first EVP I ever got, and it was called Touch is Me.
Do you sometimes think, and we'll get back to the demon question when you're a kid, but do you sometimes think these EVPs are a form of communication, they need to tell some human what's going on, or do you just think the technology just happens to pick up sounds that are always out there, and we just can't hear them with our own ears?
Well, I think it's both. The thing is I've collected over thousands of EVPs, and in all the locations we go during the show, we'll go to 3 to 4 locations per celebrity that we do. I get anywhere from a minimum of 10 EVPs to 70 or 80 EVPs each location, and they range from A to C grade. During this, I have asked them questions, you know, about, you know, who are you, why are you here, and it can go in two different ways. Some of them are actual ghosts that are there, okay? Some of them are spirits that are really far away, that really don't even haunt that place, that talk to me somehow. Whether they're spirit guides, whether they're other spirits, that they hear what I have to say, and since no one is responding to it, they respond from such a distance.
And you just seem to pull them in.
It's amazing because, you know, I can go into so many different things here, but I pick up what's called place memory.
And what's that?
The place memory is, and this was actually termed from Pamela Heath I had worked with during the Alcatraz episode, and God bless her. If she was not there with me, I personally probably would have been a mental basket case. I walked into Alcatraz, and there are things, events, traumas, deaths, occurrences, emotions that living people release when those things happen.
Yeah.
They are recorded by inanimate objects, buildings, you know, tables, you name it. And that is recorded. It is energy. It is recorded. People, many people, including myself, can go in there and they could read it. They can pick it up. They can absorb that energy. And everybody's different that does this, psychics, mediums, sensitives, whatever. I consider myself a sensitive. I'm sensitive to that place memory.
Mm-hmm.
I feel, I see, and I become a part of whatever happened to that person that was there. Some people can just see it in their head and they can play it and they'll tell you what happened. Me, I admit, I get dramatic. I actually feel as if I'm going through what that person went through, whether it's a stabbing, whether it's a choking, whether it's being completely heartbroken, whatever the case may be, I relive it. When I went to Alcatraz, that place is not a prison. It is an insane asylum. There were so many mentally messed up people there, and here I was experiencing the beatings, experiencing the surgeries, experiencing the deep evil thought patterns, the crying because this individual murdered not only a woman but a child, and he felt so bad about murdering the child. Pamela was there to pull me out of it and tell me, this is what you're feeling. You're an empath. Not only you're an empath to pick up the emotions, but you're picking up place memory. Now, I had never known. As soon as she said that, I realized all the other events that occurred in my life, they made sense. Why I would certainly suddenly get emotional, my parents couldn't figure out why.
Do you get physically drained with episodes like this?
When we left Alcatraz, like I said, if Pam was not there to pull me out of this. Now, she's a parapsychologist. She's written some incredible books on this stuff, and I admire any advice she gives me because she studied this stuff. She's pulled me out of it, and because of that, I wasn't able to get stuck and get completely absorbed and completely drained. But when I left, when we left 6, 7 in the morning from being there all night filming, oh, I was exhausted.
Wiped out.
I could have slept for 2-3 days.